on page 241. We're up to in Simen Shin Yodalet Sif Tes. So the Machaber says, Muta lahavkia velachtech kishrei hashpud shekoishrin betle oiboif atzluyin. So this means a person had a spit that he roasted meat on it, and the meat was tied with rope to the spit, and that's how the meat got roasted. Now, afterwards, he wants to get the meat off the spit, so he's permitted to cut the rope. There's no problem whatsoever with this. The psikas achut muta bedover tolish. Some say to tear a string bedover tolish is muta. Ve'im by mishum meleches mechatech. Now he's going to speak about meleches mechatech, which is osa. She'einai makpid al hamide. Now meleches mechatech is if I'm cutting something and I have an intent it should be a certain size, so then that there's a locha of mechatech. But if I'm not makpid on the side, it sounds like cutting this rope that's holding this, it doesn't, there's no chilek to me on whatever size it will be, so memele, so there's no isa mechatech. Kosvu hapoiskim can have a very interesting halacha. Hamavakeya eitzim, a person chops wood. Lechatichos gedolos, he's chopping it into large pieces. Isuroi hu rak midivrei seifrim. So the whole issa is only adarabonon deke issa mishum uvda dechel. To chop pieces of wood, to make them into big pieces, there's no malacha there, the wood is talush. And some say to chop wood is a uvda dechel, it's not a Shabbos deke isik. That is if he makes big pieces. Vamavakeya lachatichos ktanos. What if a person chops wood into small pieces? Chayev mishum teichen. Very interesting. So then he's chayev als teichen. It's called he's grinding it, and just like one makes, just like there's an issur to be teichen kernels of wheat to make flour. So there's an issel of teichim to make something that is large, and to cut it into small pieces that are now usable. He needs these small pieces. So this pu'ule goes into the melacha of teichim. The dirshu brings down, or I think the Zohar says that by vegetables there's also such a melacha, that if a person cuts vegetables in very small pieces, is chayim alts teichim. Now, by vegetable, the small pieces, it's a vague term, it's dependent if after it was cut in small pieces, if it's, I don't have to make another tchine. That means as follows. Let's say if I cut vegetables in larger pieces, so I can't swallow it till I chew it up. So because the pieces are too large, so memela. So then it's called, that's not considered teichin, because after I cut it in these pieces, I still have to chew it. So to make it into smaller pieces, it's not edible as yet. So then you're not chayav al teichin. If you make it into small pieces, that's now it's edible already, very readily. So then by food, you're chayav al teichin. By wood, it's dependent how why he needs the small pieces. But if he needs these small pieces, and after he cut the wood into these small pieces, it's usable for whatever he needed it for, so there's a chiyuv of teichen. V'makpid hu al hamido, but what is, when he's cutting wood, we just said before, if he cuts big pieces, so it's only uvded the chayl. But the imakpit hu al hamida, but if he's cutting pieces of wood to a specific size, he needs 8-inch logs. He needs a specific size. So then the halacha is chayev mishum mechatech. Afilu b'chatech is gedolus. Then he's chayev al mechatech, even though it's chatech is gedolus. So Mamela, so we got into, so the Mishnah Berurah told us a multitude of halachas over here. Samazai to cut, here we're talking about rope or threads, there's no shaila whatsoever. But then he goes into, by other things, there's the issa of mechatech, if I want it should be, if I want it should be a certain size, by chutim it'll also be the same thing. They speak about noiz bahoda. Let's say if a person wants to cut a pill in half, so he wants a half a pill. If that should be nichla on the isa mechatech on Shabbos, because I'm cutting it to a certain size. Agav uche, there's a bir aloche, there's a previous bir aloche that brings down a shittas harambam. The shittas harambam is that if a person braids braids threads together, and he makes a thick thread, so the Rambam says, you're chayev alts koysher. That means this process of braiding the threads together, now making a thick thread, so it's called, I was kosher all the thin threads together, that's called kosher. And the Rambam also says, and if I'll take it apart, so it's called matir. That means I had threads which were considered halachically tied together, and taking it apart is considered matir. That's the Shitas Rambam. And the Mishnah Berurah previously has a shaila. We had learned yesterday a person could be mafkia, mutar lafkia. You can take apart the kashrei sachevel. You're allowed to take it apart. And this is a problem he asks on the Rambam. And he says the Rambam learned hafkia does not mean to take apart the threads. But al kaponim, there is such a shittas harambam that tying threads, making threads into one, is kosher. So there is a shail in the poskim, the twist that we have, that a person, he braids the twist, he turns it together and he braids it. So there are chiluke deis if this goes into the gedder of poisel, which the Rambam holds is osa, there are mekilim and machmirim.
What's the din about the peeler, you said? If to break in the half, there's a line?
Yeah.
Isur of mechatech?
Others say there should be an isur of mechatech, yeah.
Is there a possibility?
I don't know, they speak about it. It's a shayla. There are mekilim, they say it's not mechatech, it's... He doesn't want the size. He really doesn't want so much medication. It's not the size that he wants.
But what if I actually use a knife? Sometimes.
Yeah, a knife. Yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
Or taking a knife?
The Issa Mechatech applies if I'm cutting something to a specific size. I need it a certain size. So that's the Issa Mechatech. And he says, I feel by threads would also be Yosa. By would it be yours if I need a specific size? So Noiz Vahado, he speaks about the cut pills.
So I have a sleeping pill, melatonin. So sometimes I just I want a half. I take a knife, sharpener, I slice it in a half.
Yeah, so that's a problem.
On Shabbos I don't do it.
On
Shabbos I drink wine. I can't take sleeping pill.
Okay, fine.
But I'm saying, if I ever want to take it on Shabbos, sleeping pill.
So you should cut it in half before Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Definitely.
Or I just crack it somehow.
Okay, the cracking is.
If I crack it, let's say the shulchan is like not according to the size. Like
And you smash it. If you smash it, it's zicher good. If you smash it, it's zicher good. And then I'll take more or less half of the remnants of that you smash. That would be good. But to cut it, the Rav Shlomo Zalman Erbach speaks about it. If this goes into the Isra of Mechatech.
By food, there is Isra of Mechatech, or is there only a certain size?
No, I don't think so. Nice. Only by wood, by threads, but not by Eichlem.
No,
I don't think.
For children, no.
Yeah, this is they're bechalin at a mechatech on a certain size, but I think by Eichlem there's no Isra Mechatech, only by other articles. Let us see Sif Yud, Vashin Yudalet Sif Yud. Chesamosh Shebekalke. Now, Chesamosh means this is something that attaches something to someone else, to something else. Now, Kegoin Deles Shel Boir. I have, let's say, a boir, a ditch in the kalke, and there's a covering for this Deles, and it's tied with a rope. There's a kesher tied with a rope. Yochel lahatiroi. So first he's going to speak about the shaila of opening up this knot, which is a shaila of mater. The lav kesher shokayomahu sharayomid lahatir. So that means this ditch had a door over it, and it was tied. And it was tied. This door was tied to cover the ditch. So since it's oimed, that's how I used it. I opened the door. I opened up the knot. So that is not called a kesher shel kayome. It's oimed to be opened up in Shabbos. So and it's less than 24 hours. So that's not. So there's no shaila of opening up the knot. But if I'm not opening up, I'm cutting the rope. I'm cutting the rope, and so it comes out. Since through this rope, the delus was attached to the boil, and so that's called mechubar. The rope was being mechaber a delus, covering to a boil. So and now by cutting it, so that is called by mechuba, we're very machmer, so it's also mishum stire. So it's called he was seiser the delus from the boil. The delus was attached to the boil, that was mechuba, and now it's called I'm seiser, I'm taking off the delus from the boil. V'davke, that means when it was tied in the beginning, there was an intent it should be there the whole Shabbos. I'll take it, or maybe I'll open it up, I'll cut it Meitzoi Shabbos, but I want it to be there the whole Shabbos. So it's called, I wanted this Delis to be Mechuber to the Boir the whole Shabbos. So by cutting the rope that is being mechaber the delus to the boyer, so that's called a soisa. Aval im einay osi lekayim klal. But what if this delus, there's an intent on me that in Shabbos alone I'm going to cut the rope? That means I don't want the delus to be mechuber a full 24 hours. Is mutter, so that's not called soisa, because since there was an intent to be mafsik the chibur of the delus to the boyer, so that's not called soisa. Umitamze, and according to this reasoning, Mutter lahater darf shemesh simen oisei lifnei atana v'shurken oisei bitit. They used to take a board, and this board they used to attach with tit to a tano. So more or less it was attached to the tano. And in Shabbos they took it off. So there it is not called soiser because there was an intent to take it off in Shabbos. So that's what the Mechaber is saying over here. The Mechaber is saying that we have here, we're talking about a Mechuba, we have a Delis that is tied to a Boer, so it is considered its Mechuba to the Boer. So if there was an intent that he had an intent, he's going to cut, before Shabbos he had an intent to cut this rope in Shabbos, so that's not called, it was Mechuba, because there was an intent to separate the Delis from the Boer. But if his intent was to, he wanted the whole Shabbos to be covered, so now if he'll cut it in Shabbos, that's a shayla of soiser. It's considered he is destroying the chibur of the delos to the bur. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. We skipped one Mishnah Berurah. Kishrei Ashpud v'hudin perish akshurim oitfurim yachan bechut. Mutter lahater eilach techachot. Mishum stire, the kivin shehu mechuba lekarka, this delas is mechuba to karka to the bur, yesh boi mishum binyin ustire, so this binyin ustire. Sheloi, but, and this is only this binyin ustire, sheloi la siroi b'shabbos, he had no intent to take it off in Shabbos. Ela b'maytzoi Shabbos. I wanted this door to be here the whole Shabbos. So there is, that's called soiser already. So it was supposed to be mechuba the whole Shabbos. Ava meindatoi lohisiroi av b'maytzoi Shabbos. But he says, what if he wants, that he wants it to be there after maytzoi Shabbos also? Is gamla tiri also davik tzas kesher shel kayom. So the Oizvahad explains this Mishnah Berurah as follows. We adhered to, if there was a knot, he's permitted to open up the knot. If to cut it, it depends what his intent was. So the Oizvahad explains as follows. That what he says, that if he tied this telus to the bur, and he had an intent right before Maitzoy Shabbos, he's going to untie it. So then it's not called the Kesher Shel Kayom, and you're allowed to open up the Kesher. If he had an intent to open it up after Maitzoy Shabbos, so then besides the Isser of Soiser, that he's destroying the Chibur of the Delos to the Boer, there's also a shayla of matter ksharim. That's what he's saying over here. Sif yud aleph. Also, litain shavo oishem of benekev achovis lesosmai. Now, a person wants to be soisim a nekev in the chovis, and he wants to be soisim this nekev, and usually if you have mistom shava, which is soft, there's an issa of mamareach. The issa mamareach we derive, a person is not permitted, when let's say there was skins that a person had, and in order to smooth out the skins, they used to take off the fur, the hair on top of the skins. So mamareach is a tilda of this malachim. That means I have something soft and pliable, and I want to smooth it out. So if I have, let's forget about shemen ov, we'll speak about shava, that he has wax, and he wants to put the wax in the hole to be soisim the hole. So, and I'll smooth out the wax, that it will be inside the hole, and it will be and it will resize him the whole. So this is also Meneshahu Memarech. This is an Isra the Araisa. That means in order to make sure that the wax should be able to fill up the hole properly, I have to smooth out the wax. So this is also min ha-toire. Shemen of is I have some type of a shemen that is not, that has a certain consistency to it. It doesn't run, it doesn't, you can't pour it properly. So that is similar to Shava. Amida Rabbonon, this is also. I once heard B'Shem Rav Breslau, he said, when is it called? This is a very vague definition. If it's a thick shemen, it's also. If it's a thin shemen, it's mutas. When is it called thick? When is it called thin? So he said, if you have, let's say, let's speak about a baby lotion or other things which have a certain sort of a consistency. So he says, if you could put it on a plate and make the plate on the 45-degree angle, so if it will run down the plate, that's not called shemen ov. That's called, so it's called a liquid. If it won't run down the plate, so that means it has a consistency, and it's a midarabonon. They gave a locha of shemen ov, there's the same locha of wax, and they asked me the rabbonon, since it's similar to wax. So that avol bishar dvorim, but to put something, I have a hole in a barrel, and I want to stick something else, I want to stick something in the hole that the content should not spill out. The less by mishum meruach, I'm not smoothing anything out. And that means, let's say I want to put a carrot into a barrel, I'll make sure that the wine won't spill out. So there's no meruach over here. So ve'hoyil ve'ein hayayin yoytze oz. So the Beis Yosef holds the halach is as follows. If the hole is in such a place that without stuffing the hole with the carrot, so then the wine, the liquid will run out. That's called a tikkun. I was misaken the barrel. I'm through sticking in the carrot into the hole. That's called a tikkun, and that is also. But if the hole is higher than the level of the wine, so by sticking the carrot in, I'm not preventing it from spilling out. It won't spill out without the carrot. So if I would put wax there and smooth it out, that's a shayla miruach. But if I put a carrot there, and it's not considered a tikkun because the wine will not run out. The wine will not run out. I feel I don't put the carrot there. It's mutter. So then this is mutter. Ve'im ha'yayin hoyo yoytze derech ha'nekev. Yeah, so, but if putting it in a place that if this would not be here, the wine would run out. Also l'sosmai. She is not allowed to put something there because this looks like I'm mesakin the chavis. Vafilu liten boy shum bederech arom. Let's see, he wants to put a clove of garlic in an opening. And he's going to say, I'm not putting it to stuff the barrel. I'm putting it because I want to make sure that this clove should not get lost. I'm putting it, I'm sticking it in the barrel. Loimar she'eini mechavna latzni yeshom is also. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah, and perhaps we'll get a little clearer in this halacha. Shava is shemen of. The av agav the ein miruach b'shemen. The concept of smoothing out is only by wax, by shemen, even though it's thick. The concept is not applicable. Also, the gezrinen otu shava. This is exeret rabbona. V'davke shemen ov, But stavke, if the shemen is thick, given the shaykh by ktsas miruach, so they were goyzer, osilach lufen. Vahai shabbat zoch loyma, the chinoi letashmish me esmel, na shabbat chayre is mukse, it's not a keli, the im leikem belavochi osamish and mukse, belav klihu, kshechinu lekach muta letaltoi, then it's not mukse, like as rin Hashem, Yad bekenu la koysel le dova acher, daf im yad bek eine elo mid rabbonon, shema yimoreich beis adibuk. The etzem sticking alone is not miruach, no, he might smooth it out when he's sticking it. Shumen vechelev, what about schmaltz or chelev? Dinoi keshavet, so this seems could be also mid raise, because this is a much thicker consistency. So tshayich mamareich. V'hi kishu mamareich. V'kivin shum mishum chshash miruach. Osar afilu imenei machnis ha-shumen b'soich ha-nekev. Ela banoche ba'alme al gaboi milamaylo. That means the two ways to fix a hole. There's one way to fix a hole by sticking something in the hole, and that's oisim the hole. There's a second way, I take something and I smear it over the hole. Now, when I stick something in the hole, that's a shayla of tikkun mone. It's called I was soysim the chovis. When I cover the hole from the outside, so there's no shayla of tikkun mone, but there's a shayla of memareich, if he's smoothing it out. That v'kivin duhu mishum chshash miruach osa afilu mein machnis Hashem emitoich haneke ela banoche ba'alma agabim milamaylo. So v'gam echilik v'zeh bein talmud chochem lama oretz, if he sticks it in the hole, because then it's a shayla of tikkun mone. Muta haino afilu lachnisa itoich haneke. Now this clove of garlic is muta. If it's not accomplishing something, שום דאח קיין בוינה או דאגב נקב ומאל דלס בי משם בינין אין עושה כי בדובש מסמריך. So the מחבר פסקינס להלוכי, if I have a hole that is over the level of the wine, so the whole problem is not a problem of tikkun mone, so then there's a chilik between a Talmud Chochem and a Nama Oret. A Talmud Chochem is allowed to say he's putting it in just to find a place to hold the garlic. And Amoritz is also, and the Rambam holds everything is also. Grad, they bring down a shayla by the earplugs that a person buys that puts in his ears to be able to sleep. The noise shouldn't bother him. So this type of earplugs is made of some sort of a... of a wax of some sort, and you can form it to fit the ear. So there, and others say there would be a shayla of mamareich also. I smoothed it out, if that goes into the mamareich. So, als mamareich, others say this is not called mamareich, the smoothing it out, but Rav Nissen Kerelet says, but since you're forming it to the shape of the inside of your ear, so it's a shayla of boine. That means I'm making a keli. Before I formed it, it wasn't usable. By sticking it in, it should comply to the form of the ear. So memela. So then he holds this is a shayla of boine. Sif yud beis sakin shutochu b'kaisa. Shall I have a knife that was stuck into a wooden wall, a mechuba, mibayid yoyim. Also, lahitziyay b'shabbos, you're not allowed to take out the sakin, because by taking out the sakin, you are widening the opening that was there in the wall, and that's a shaila of Abayna Midarais, Abayna B'machuba. There was a opening in the wall, and by taking out the sakin, I'm widening the opening. So that's a shaila of Abayna B'machuba. Kimin Shudavu B'machuba. Avum Hu Tochu B'Safso. If you have the same scenario, I have a knife in a bench, and by taking it out, even though we're talking about unintentionally, Lamaisa, the opening will get bigger, since it's not mechuba, so there's no, so one could be mekel. V'chein b'chol dobo tolo shmuta leitzir, ago, v'im dotsa v'sholvum v'idrem afilo b'koyis l'shol. If he stuck it in and took it out Erev Shabbos, and stuck it in also Erev Shabbos, and I want to take it out, so we say it was widened enough, and I don't have to be concerned that it's going to get wider. Shall eight a wall made out of wood, because shall avain him, if it's made out of bricks, motzikam apomishain, should they say with the bokim selazer, so bechlau there's no divux, it's not called a making an opening. Was muta lahoitzi afilim lahoya dotsa vishalvim bayyim. Also leitzioi, thy day, so also kivim shoyim etchilo takua ktsas bechoizek. So it's called I'm widening the opening. So then this is permissible.